Hi everyone, it's Richard here from Greenpeace. I'm here from Seb from Solar Century. Seb, you're here holding up a huge banner.
Yeah.
Would you be able to tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why you're doing it?
Well, at Solar Century, we're very proud to be supporting the Greenpeace section of the march. Greenpeace have really put a huge effort into drawing attention to the plight of the solar industry today. And this banner we're holding up says, "Don't pull the plug on solar." And that's a message very much aimed at Mr. Cameron, of course.
So you say don't pull the plug. Would you be able to tell you a little bit more about what's happening at the moment with the solar industry?
Since the election, we've seen basically 7 months of political assault against the solar industry. Not just the solar industry, the wider renewables sector. And we've seen any number of support schemes either already scrapped or about to be scrapped if the government gets away with its proposals. And of course, that's not a message which the government wants people in Paris to be aware of at the climate change summit.
Thanks, and I understand there's been some quite high profile people like Al Gore and other things like that speak out about it.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of people shouting behind us now. We might have to call it the day there, Seb. Thank you very much for talking.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Cheers.